poll, 6 in 7 GOP voters say minorities favored over white Americans. By John Binder on December 9, 2018. Midterm election polling analysis reveals deep divides between Democrat and Republican voters on the growing multicultural populations in the United States. Polling analysis from the Pew Research Center reveals that the overwhelming majority of Republican voters in the recent midterm elections, 85%, say the U.S. today favors minorities over white Americans. Only 11% of GOP voters said white Americans are favored over minority groups. On the opposite end of the political spectrum, 87% of Democrat voters in the midterm elections say white Americans are favored in the U.S. over minorities. Only 12% of Democrat voters say minorities are favored over white Americans today. The poll is an indication, again, of a Republican Party that is increasingly made up of a white working and middle-class majority that feel disenfranchised due to country's mass immigration policy of importing more than 1 million legal immigrants a year, while at the same time, having their jobs outsourced to foreign countries through the globalization of the country's economy. Polling and the recent midterm elections show, yet again, little to no support for economic libertarianism, with GOP voters overwhelmingly in support of President Donald Trump's economic nationalism. For example, while the New York Times has complained that states with a white American majority pose an array of problems, the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. with them, has imported more than 9 million foreign nationals since 2005. As Breitbart News reported, if chain migration is not ended, as President Trump has demanded, the U.S. electorate will forever be changed, with between 7 to 8 million new foreign-born individuals being eligible to vote because of chain migration, and overall, an additional 15 million new foreign-born voters. Simultaneously, illegal immigration next year is on track to soar to the highest level in a decade, with a potential 600,000 border crossers expected. Meanwhile, free trade with China has eliminated or outsourced about 3.5 million American jobs since 2001. Polling this year found that a majority of GOP voters say free trade has hurt the U.S. and cost Americans their jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.